welcomed news.
John Helmholt is the executive director of communications and external affairs with Grand Rapids Public Schools. He says they were going to have to make up at least 2 days if the state legislature didn't make a move.
Just to paint a picture, this was an historic, unprecedented year for snow days. We closed 11 days, which anyone who's out there that's listening, they know GRPS never closes. And so it was a rough winter, and with all the severe weather, we wanted to take the safety into our students and staff in account, and our superintendent shut it down.
The state Senate just approved the bill today with immediate effect, which Helmholt says is key.
And up until just today, we were questioning whether or not the legislature was going to get past their little partisan scuffle and actually pass the legislation with immediate effect. And that's a key piece there, because you need the legislature to give it immediate effect. Otherwise, the bill doesn't go into effect until 90 days after signatures.
The vote came 2 days after Senate Democrats refused to give the measure immediate effect over a dispute involving paying hourly school workers. But today, enough Democrats joined Republicans to ensure the bill goes into effect this school year.
They surprised us today. And so now, with the governor's public statement that she plans to approve and sign this legislation, GRPS is back to our normal schedule, or will be back to our normal schedule, and last day of school will be May 31st.
Jennifer Moss, WGVU News.